Seattle is famously kind of a reserved place, and with social distancing, a lot of people are really feeling the freeze and craving community. So what if I told you that a couple of Seattle women recently organized a neighborhood dance party? Sound dangerous? I mean, how can you do that when large gatherings are banned and people have to stand 6 feet apart? KNKX reporter Bellamy Palethorpe got special permission to attend, and she says they found ways to keep it safe by getting creative.
I arrived early for this dance party. I'm not gonna lie, I was already pretty eager to get out of the house. This event happened before Washington State's shelter-in-place rules went into effect, but all bars, restaurants, gyms, and entertainment venues had been closed for nearly a week. The party was on a block in the Finney Ridge neighborhood in northwest Seattle. Before the dancing started, I talked with my friend Ann Phillips. This party was her idea. She posted about it on Facebook. I'm standing in Ann's yard and she's on her porch.
And we are having this interview at minimum 6 feet, if not more.
Ann is a trauma-informed psychotherapist with a deep interest in social justice. She says dancing is just one way you can use movement to calm your nervous system and de-stress in times like these. And out here on her block, she says it can build connection and solidarity between neighbors. She's concerned that the isolation that's encouraged right now is reinforcing racist tendencies against Asians because COVID-19 originated in China. She's seen articles about a spike in white supremacism linked to the epidemic. For her, this party is one way to counter that.
So we can say, uh-uh, nay-nay, and nip that in the bud because people get scared and stressed and then this habit to blame. And we're all in this together. It doesn't matter where it started. All things start in all places, and it's the planet, human beings, and animals being too close together, and let's address that instead of blaming particular groups of people.
Plus, she and her partner, Carol Brown, love to dance. Carol is in charge of marking up the street outside their house with little chalk circles that are 10 feet apart.
Took my tape measure, added the extra 4 feet between the circles, on both sides.
What do you mean you added an extra 4 feet?
Well, we're supposed to be 6 feet apart, but I added 4 to make it 10. So the circles that you see on the sidewalk are all 10 feet apart.
And someone brought bamboo poles to lay on the ground to remind people of the 6 feet rule when talking. To be extra safe, they asked people from outside the neighborhood to stay away and do their own dance party if they wanted. And some neighbors said they would just dance along from their porches or balconies, kind of like the group singing events we've heard about in Italy. A little past 7 p.m., the dance music starts, and we all take our spots inside the chalk circles. Topping the playlist, the tune that Anne says inspired this whole event. The playlist was a neighborhood collaboration, hashed out on emails and chat boards. There's all kinds of stuff on there, including a salsa number and tunes by Lizzo, The Police, Thomas Dolby, Gloria Gaynor, and Justin Timberlake. It's a really great mix, themed around social distancing. My favorite was The Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, and seemed to have the most fun with Billy Idol. People danced to the music for nearly an hour, some dashing between the chalk circles and chasing each other in what looked like a weird version of musical chairs. But lots of people didn't dance at all. And as I observed their interactions, it looked like quite a few were forgetting the social distancing rules as the party progressed. Some were drifting closer together. Davis Amon came out with his whole family. He's been working from home with 2 daughters while his wife continues to go out for work as a veterinarian. He didn't dance at all, but he still had fun.
I just love that everybody's out here kind of enjoying themselves within the constraints of the social distancing or whatever. It's a really unique and fun idea.
He says these days when the weather's nice, you don't see people following the rules the way they are here. Standing 6 feet apart from another person you're interacting with is difficult to do. It's not natural. But it's what we need to do with this invisible enemy.
Because you can't really see it. You can see the sun, but you can't see the virus. So we've been inside for a long time. So,
in the end, Anne decided to end the party a few songs early. She didn't get through the entire playlist.
People were having a good time, but also just a little bit concerned about if people are getting a little close to each other. So two reasons. Stopped it because we want people to respect the distance, and then also there's kids, so wanting to be respectful of the kids in the neighborhood.
I checked in with Anne after the governor's stay home, stay healthy order came down. She says the way things are right now, she wouldn't try to throw this kind of party again. But she reached her goal of strengthening community and connections in her neighborhood. Ever since the event, she says she's noticed more friendly waving and bigger smiles outside on her block. And she says lots of families continued to play in the chalk circles on the street.
People were enjoying them for days later till the rain came. So there was people taking pictures in them. There was kids hopping around in them, trying to leap 10 feet to the next circle. So they were enjoyed for various other reasons after the dance party.
Anne's playlist is available on Spotify, so anyone can do this dance party safely at home, over the internet, or on their own, if they want to.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Down, down, down.